All this talk of corona during Christmas week, have you feeling a little bit bah humbug? Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline, Jay Van Bavel, Associate Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at NYU. We thank you, Professor, for being with us. I do feel like I'm just hearing from a lot of people saying we are so sick of this. How do we make sure that our fatigue doesn't stop us from getting careless with protocols like masking and testing?
Yeah, I think I feel the same thing. I mean, it's been 2 years. We're all exhausted of it. But what surveys suggest is that people are still supportive of, you know, doing the right thing and being healthy. So it's wise at this point. Most of us are pretty smart about the epidemiology, and we've learned a lot. So the goal for most of us is just to, like, make choices that reduce our risks. It means, like, getting better masks, gathering in smaller groups, ensuring you get your booster if you're eligible, and things like that.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Jay, I was on the phone with my daughter last night. She's out on the West Coast, and she said, well, you know, I have a cold. I guess I have to, you know, postpone my plans to come home. And she really, really was, you know, down about it, saying, you know, well, what the heck, everybody's going to get it, so what? And I, of course, said, you know, that's exactly the wrong attitude. But what do you tell people, you know, how do you tell them to keep their chin up and not get, you know, disgusted by it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do. It's a lot of stress. Most of us are burned out of these issues at this point. I think the strategy that I've taken, at least in my own life, is to try to think of it not just in terms of my own self. So I've gotten my booster. I'm at lower risk. I'm younger. I'm healthier. But I'm worried about infecting other people I care. So people with compromised immune systems, the elderly. And so I think that's one of the key motives that helps people engage in the right behaviors. It's not just about themselves. It's about others.
Right. And what do you tell people when, you know, they hear the numbers and, oh, my God, there's this new variant? You know, health officials have been quick to point out that as far as what we know about the Omicron variant, the symptoms in many cases are not as severe. How do you tell people to just take a deep breath and calm down about this a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, people have genuine concerns. On the other hand, I think we're past the point where we're going into complete panic about it. It's more like we have a wise understanding of what the risks are. And it doesn't seem as dangerous as previous variants, but we don't know for sure, because if, you know, it's encountering people who've been vaccinated or people who have some immunity from a prior infection, then it wouldn't look as bad anyway. So at this point, there's some uncertainty about how bad it is. What we do know is it's super contagious. And we also know that a lot of people with the previous mutations have gotten long-term negative impacts, you know, on their smell, their taste, on their mental health, on their physical health. So I think our goal should be to at least minimize the spread as much as we can. I think those long-term impacts are the type of things that concern me more than many other things.
Yeah. And I guess if there's any good news, it's like, you know, we have seen this movie before now, so we know what to do to try to stay safe. Jay Van Bavel, Associate Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at NYU. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.